makinig sa SBS Filipino.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Here today is Annika McCarty, winner of the Binibining Pilipinas Australia 2017 in Queensland. So yeah, I just want to say this. One of the aims of this pageant is revisiting the Roots program, in which the winner goes back to the Philippines to learn more about the culture and to strengthen their ties to the country where their parents came from. So let's begin. How are you, Annika?
Hi, yeah, I'm good.
All good? Okay. So you just came back from the Philippines, right?
Yeah.
When did you come back?
We came back in February. We went to the end of January and we were there for 3 weeks.
Okay, so what are your most memorable experiences coming to the Philippines?
I have a few. One of the best is probably the Dinagyang Festival.
Mm-hmm.
I really loved that experience. And meeting some of the students at CPU, which we gave scholarships to, that was a really rewarding experience as well. And we went for a bit of a holiday after that to Coron and Boracay. And we went scuba diving and snorkeling and stuff. And I'm a huge fan of marine biology. So that was that was a really awesome time.
Is it your first time coming to the Philippines? Or you went there before?
I went when I was little for like a family reunion. But I really don't remember much. So yeah, I think this is pretty much my first time.
Okay, so you attended Dinagyang Festival in Iloilo, right? So have you learned any Ilonga words?
No.
No.
We weren't there long enough for me to fully embrace myself in the culture. But I learned a lot while I was there in the little time that I had.
Okay, so which among the islands that you went to did you like most?
I'd say Palawan was probably my favorite. We went to Coron and it's basically like an untouched island and beautiful natural landscapes and clear water and white beaches and stunning reefs. And I went with my cousin Chris and she booked us for these tours to like Twin Lagoons and to see the fireflies. And it was a really, really awesome experience with nature.
So you'll always remember that experience.
Yeah, of course. And getting to know my cousin, she's like incredible.
So how was it? How was it meeting your cousins?
It was so cool. I hadn't like met them before, a lot of them. I did when I was little, but I didn't remember much. My brother remembered only a little bit, but I was way too young. So meeting them all as adults and we all got on really well. And it was really, really fun.
What did you remember most being with them?
We had like a little sleepover sort of thing. We all went to my hotel room and ordered pizza. And Mum did like reflexology, which is like foot massaging on one of my cousins. And he just like could not stand the ticklishness and he was just going crazy. It was so funny.
Okay. So you have a good laugh.
Yeah, they're all real fun.
That's great to know. So, Annika, what's the best thing about the culture of the Filipinos when you went there? Yeah. What
so
did you learn?
Things.
Yeah.
I love their food and the family and community sense. But this trip, we went to the Dinagyang Festival, as you know, and I'm a huge fan of arts and culture. And it was just insane to see all those extravagant costumes and the lively music. It had such an awesome like rhythm and it just got your heart going. And I'm a dancer, so their like dance choreography style was really, really cool to watch. They had such grounded moves and story-based routines. So like each routine represented a part of where they were from and their way of life in their island or province or whatever. And that was really, really interesting to watch.
So have you met any celebrities in the Philippines?
Not personally, although we did meet a lot of officials when we were going town to town, like delivering donations. So a lot of like mayors and that sort of thing.
Okay. But how about, because you told me a while ago that you awarded some scholarship to some students, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So how does it feel for you doing it?
That was such a beautiful experience for the kids. So we awarded 18 grade 6 kids in Aklan, in Makato, Aklan, and also a bunch of university students at Central Philippine University in Iloilo City. And that was a really, really cool experience because we got to stay afterwards and meet a lot of them and talk with them and have food with them. And it was it was awesome just to see that not only their lives were being impacted, but the lives of their family. Like, a lot of the kids are saying, this isn't just going to, you know, go towards me. This is so that my family doesn't have to worry about me as much and they can look after my younger siblings and stuff, which is, it was really heartwarming to hear.
How young are you, Annika?
I'm 18.
Oh, very young. So can you share to us the other charitable works you did after winning the Binibining Pilipinas Australia 2017?
So most of the fundraising was done the year leading up to the Philippines trip. So we did heaps of like fundraising, and I taught a lot of dance and used the fees as donations. And when we got to the Philippines, we basically went like road tripping on in Western Visayas, like municipality to municipality, delivering the funds. Mm-hmm. So we went to, as I said, Aklan and Iloilo City to give scholarships, but we also went to Carles in Iloilo and Estancia and gave to their welfare program, and they have a health and nutrition program which is really targeted towards a lot of young people at the moment. They're really working on that in Carles especially. So that was awesome to do as well.
What would be the greatest lesson you learned from this wool experience that you want to share to us?
The biggest thing I could have taken away from this whole thing is just to be completely humbled by everything that I have. Like, even if things like might be tough at the moment, there are plenty of people facing greater challenges every day, and meeting some of those people and witnessing how positive they are about everything was just, it was so inspiring, and it really made me want to strive to be happy with who I am and the life that I'm just so lucky to live.
Yeah. So you see a lot, you know, in the Philippines that life there is not so easy, right?
Yeah. A lot of them work so hard for what they have, and that's also so inspiring because, you know, it's if you work for what you have, that makes it like that much more important to you and that much more special.
Beautiful. So, Annika, do you plan to go back to the Philippines someday?
Of course.
What do you want to visit?
Well, we went to Boracay, but I went with my family. So, like, we didn't get to, like, party.
Okay. So you want to go there with friends, huh?
I'd love to.
Yeah.
But also Cebu, I think I'd love to go there as well and feed the whale sharks because, again, I love marine wildlife.
Okay. How about going to Luzon? Do you plan as well?
Yeah. We went to Manila to see some family briefly. But, yeah, traveling all over the Philippines is something I want to do in the future, and hopefully I'll be able to take some of my friends there and share the culture with them as well.
Okay. So, Annika, please invite everyone to join the Binibining Pilipinas Australia 2018.
Okay. Hey, guys. I'm Annika Jovi McCarthy, the current Binibining Pilipinas Australia title holder, and I'd love to encourage any Filipino young people, you know, male or female, to join the Filipino Australian Foundation of Queensland, or FAFQ, as they're known, by entering as a candidate in their cultural pageant. You'll have some fun attending like festivals and events and stuff, and you'll meet some really cool people who are your age, your ethnicity, who, like in my experience, were just so easy to get along with and make friends with since you have so much in common already. And lastly, of course, you'll have the opportunity to really connect with your culture and your community and help raise money for some amazing causes. So for more information, visit fafq.org.au or our Facebook page, Filipino Australian Foundation of Queensland.
Thank you, Annika, and please have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Pakinggan ang iba pang mga tampok na kwento sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/Filipino.